This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston's plan for $315 million in federal recovery funds from last year's storms has been delayed by a week. The delay comes amid disagreement over the amount set aside for home repair under Mayor John Whitmire's current proposal. Here's our Dominic Anthony Walsh.
The proposal sets aside only $50 million for home repair, despite finding about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms. Councilmember Letitia Plummer delayed the vote by 1 week and says she'll introduce an amendment to help more people with damaged homes.
They need to get their houses repaired. Right now, people are living every single day in squalor because of issues that they dealt with.
Under the current plan, the bulk of the funds would go towards backup power generators at city facilities. Housing Committee Chair Tiffany Thomas also introduced an amendment to divert $50 million from that initiative towards home repairs. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Fort Bend County Commissioners voted to approve several members of its redistricting committee. Fort Bend GOP spokesperson Jacob Lee will lead the committee. Commissioners also debated a resolution to hire outside legal counsel for the county. County Attorney Bridget Smith Lawson is an elected official. She says the resolution would undermine her authority.
This motion, as stated, allows the commissioner's court to sidestep my office whenever they would like to.
County Judge K.P. George evaded questions about when the county would use an outside attorney. And the National Weather Service this morning is still giving a weather system entering the northern Gulf just a 10% chance of developing into a tropical storm. Regardless of development, we can still expect heavy rain tomorrow and Saturday. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.
And as you've been hearing us say here on Houston Public Media, that federal funding for public media, including our organization, has been cut. But the station runs on something even stronger. That's you. Today, more than 90% of Houston Public Media's funding comes directly from our community. And that's why we've launched the Resiliency Fund to protect the future of independent local public media right here in Houston. Your gift today sustains vital reporting like we just heard in the newsroom and more than 15 hours of local content every single week, including the show that I work on, Houston Matters, and also Hello Houston and other things. Support the Resiliency Fund now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or 888-909-0887. Good morning to you, Michael Haggerty, along with our news director, Scott Flanagan.
Good morning. Houston Public Media isn't owned by a corporation. It's owned by you. This is your station, and the way we stay strong is through your support. If you value the in-depth reporting, the global stories, the conversations, this is your moment. Be part of what makes this possible. Join your neighbors and make a stand for your access to information. Give today at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887.